Welcome back to the Canvas Digest podcast, where we break down practical tools and strategies that can make teaching in Canvas more effective, more efficient, and more student-centered. In this episode, we're taking a closer look at Canvas attendance, a feature that can seem simple on the surface, but actually plays a powerful role in tracking presence, supporting student success, and streamlining instructor workflow. We'll explore what the tool does, when it makes sense to use it, how it connects attendance to the gradebook, and why thoughtful attendance tracking can help instructors identify students who may need support much earlier in the term.
Okay, let's unpack a tool that, you know, often gets overlooked. Seen as just admin stuff.
Right.
But it actually holds, well, surprising strategic power in higher education. We're talking about Canvas attendance.
Yeah, sometimes called roll call attendance.
Exactly. And our goal today isn't just a surface level look.
No, definitely not. We want to really dig into the sources, pull out the essential how, why, and when this thing gets used, how it becomes, you know, a real strategy for student support.
And driving engagement, right? Not just checking boxes.
Precisely.
I think the first thing we need to tackle is this idea that it's just a digital clipboard. Because it's really not, is it?
Not at all. The way it integrates attendance data directly into the grading system, that completely changes the game for how instructors can actually respond.
Respond to whether students are showing up or not.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Canvas basically takes this task that used to be, you know, super manual.
Writing names down, tallying later.
Right. And it makes that information instantly actionable. It ties presence or absence directly to the gradebook.
Okay, so let's start with the fundamentals then. What exactly is the Canvas attendance tool? What does it look like? How does it function?
So it's an integrated feature built right into the Canvas LMS.
Right.
And it's specifically designed for recording student presence in live class sessions.
Live meaning face-to-face lectures or synchronous online stuff?
Both. Face-to-face, absolutely. Or, you know, any online seminar on Zoom or whatever where you're expecting people to be there at a specific time.
Okay. Now, managing a big class, that can be, well, hectic, especially in person. How does the interface help an instructor avoid just scrolling through endless lists?
Yeah, that's a key thing. It has two main views. There's the standard list view, you know, alphabetical roster.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. But the really useful one, often, is the seating chart view.
Ah, okay. How does that work?
Instructors can actually upload their classroom layout, like a map of the room.
Oh, interesting.
And then drag student names onto the specific seats. So for marking attendance, especially in a big physical room, you just click on the seats. It's visual. It's fast.
That sounds like a huge time saver. Addresses that whole time suck of taking roll manually.
Definitely.
Now, what about the records themselves? Privacy is obviously critical here. Who gets to see this data? Who knows who skipped?
Right. So the teaching team that's the main instructor and any TAs assigned to the course, they have full control. They see everything for the whole class.
Okay. And the students?
Students are much more restricted. They can only view their own personal attendance history.
So I can't see if my friend was marked late or absent?
Nope. Just your own record. Present, late, absent, that's it.
Good to know. Let's walk through the simple act then. It's Tuesday morning, class starts, instructor opens the tool. What happens next?
It's designed to be really quick. You select the date, usually it defaults to the current day.
Okay.
And then you mark each student. Typically, it's just clicks or toggles.
Yeah.
A check mark, that's present.
Got it. Check mark is present.
A question mark is late, and an X means absent.
Simple enough.
X. And the key part, the moment you click that, it instantly updates that student's attendance score right in the Canvas gradebook.
Instantly. Okay, that's the connection. And it leads us right into the strategic why. Why bother with this digital tool instead of just, I don't know, passing around a sheet? Some people argue tracking attendance feels a bit like policing.
That's a really important discussion point.
Mm-hmm.
And our sources, they really emphasize that the core benefit isn't meant to be policing. It's about proactive support, intervention.
Okay. How so?
Well, we know from, you know, lots of educational research that regular attendance correlates pretty directly with better grades, deeper learning.
Right. Showing up matters.
It really does. So if a student is consistently missing class, that absence isn't just a blank space on a roster. It's an immediate, measurable signal that they might be at risk.
A warning sign.
Exactly. A quantifiable one.
Okay, so how does Canvas help move from just seeing that warning sign to actually doing something about it, intervening, like you said?
It's all about the timing of the data. If you're using paper, maybe you only add up the absences once a month.
Really? Or worse, yeah, just before midterms or finals when it might be too late.
Exactly. Canvas gives you real-time aggregated reports. An instructor can quickly pull up the roll call report, maybe filter it to show everyone with, say, 3 or more absences.
Instantly see who's falling behind in terms of presence.
Right. You spot those students who are trending towards trouble early.
Can you give us a concrete example of how that intervention might play out?
Sure. Let's say an instructor checks the report 4 weeks into the semester. They see maybe 3 students have already missed 3 or more classes.
Okay.
Instead of waiting for them to bomb the first big exam, the instructor can use Canvas messaging and reach out right then. The conversation changes completely. It's not, hey, you're failing. It's, hey, I noticed you've missed a few important sessions. Just checking in. Want to make sure you're okay. Maybe connect you with advising or tutoring.
Ah, so using the attendance data as a trigger for a supportive conversation, not a punitive one.
Precisely. It shifts the whole thing from punishment towards proactive support. Case management, almost.
That makes sense.
And there's a second really vital function here, too. Institutional accountability. Compliance.
Okay, this is interesting. This is the stuff that maybe isn't always obvious to faculty or students. Why does the institution need these records beyond just helping instructors?
Well, it often fulfills pretty critical legal and administrative requirements. For a lot of institutions, especially in the U.S., verifying student attendance is actually mandatory for federal financial aid rules.
You mean like Title IV funds, Pell Grants, federal loans?
Exactly. If a student gets that aid but then just stops showing up, stops attending the college, has to document their last known date of academic activity or attendance. It's crucial for managing those funds correctly.
Wow. Okay. So this tool helps automate what could be a huge administrative headache.
A massive one. And it's not just financial aid. Think about international students on visas.
Right. They often have attendance requirements to maintain their status.
They do. Verified enrollment often means verified presence. And sometimes specific health programs or safety protocols might require it too.
And I imagine a digital timestamp record from the LMS is much more solid proof for audits than, like, a pile of sign-in sheets.
Infinitely more defensible.
Yeah.
Reliable.
Okay, that really puts the administrative side into perspective. Let's pivot now to the grading. We know why it's used. Let's talk about when specifically we should use this roll call tool and how it actually turns presence into points in the gradebook.
Right. So the tool is built for tracking presence, being there at a certain time.
Okay.
Therefore, its main use case is for live settings, face-to-face classes, definitely, or those synchronous online meetings where everyone's expected to log in together.
What about fully asynchronous courses, you know, where students work through modules on their own time, post in forums, whenever? Should instructors enable roll call attendance there?
Generally, no. The sources strongly advise against using the roll call tool in a purely asynchronous setting.
Why not?
Because there's no single moment of attendance to track. It can be confusing for students. Attend what exactly?
Right.
Instead, for asynchronous, you track engagement through other means, proxy metrics.
Like what? Checking if they submitted the weekly assignment.
Exactly. Or participated in a discussion board by the deadline or completed certain modules. Mm. You're tracking activity and engagement, not simultaneous presence.
Okay, that's a really important distinction. Presence versus engagement tracking. So assuming we are in a live class, face-to-face or sync online, how do we actually get this tool turned on in a Canvas course?
It's usually pretty simple. You go into your course settings, find the navigation tab, and there's usually a list of hidden tools. You just find attendance, drag it up into the active course navigation list, and hit save.
Okay, pretty straightforward setup.
And once you do that, Canvas does something really crucial automatically.
Which is?
It creates a dedicated assignment just for attendance in your gradebook. It usually calls it roll call attendance.
Ah, okay. The automatic assignment. And that's the link, right? That's how the check marks and X's actually impact the final grade.
That's the magic link. Every time you take roll using the tool, it feeds the score directly into that specific gradebook column.
So how does Canvas calculate that score by default? What's the credit breakdown?
The default setup is quite clear. If you're marked present, the check mark, you get full credit. Let's call that 1.0 point.
Okay. Present, 1 point.
If you're marked absent the X, you get 0 credit, 0 points.
Absent, 0. Makes sense.
The interesting one is late, the question mark. Mm-hmm. By default, Canvas gives 80% credit for being late. So 0.8 points.
80% default for late. Is that percentage something instructors can change? Maybe my department has a stricter policy on lateness?
Absolutely. That 80% is just the default. It's customizable.
Ah, good.
So an instructor or maybe the whole department can decide, no, late only gets 50% credit or maybe a more lenient 90%. You can adjust that setting.
That's really important flexibility. Okay, let's slow down and really walk through the math. Because this automatic calculation is a huge benefit for instructors, right? No more spreadsheets.
Huge. Saves so much time and potential error.
So how does it actually tally up a running grade over, say, several weeks? Let's use an example.
Okay. Let's imagine a student has had their attendance taken four times so far.
Four sessions. Okay.
And let's say they were present twice.
So that's two times 1.0 point. Oh. 2 points.
Okay. Let's say they were late once.
That's 0.8 points using the default.
Right. And they were absent once.
Which is 0 points.
Exactly. So to get their score, Canvas sums up the points they earned. 2.0 for the two present, plus 0.8 for the late, plus 0 for the absence. That totals 2.8 earned points.
Okay, 2.8 points earned, and how many possible points were there?
Well, there were four sessions where attendance was taken.
Okay.
And the max per session is 1 point. So there were four possible points.
Got it.
So Canvas divides the earned points, 2.8, by the total possible points, 4. 2.8 divided by 4 is 0.70.
0.70. And how does that show up in the gradebook?
It automatically translates that into the score for the roll call attendance assignment. So in the gradebook, the student would see a score of, say, 70 out of 100, assuming the assignment is worth 100 points, or maybe 7 out of 10 if it's worth 10. It just scales it.
And that score keeps updating every single time the instructor takes roll.
Dynamically, yep. Takes all that manual calculation burden off the instructor.
That is incredibly clear, and you can see the efficiency gain right there. But
yeah.
If it's that automatic, it must rely on some specific plumbing behind the scenes. Which brings us to part four. Tips, best practices, and maybe some warnings. Where do instructors tend to run into trouble?
Okay, the absolute biggest technical pitfall, the one thing you really need to be careful about, relates directly to that automatic assignment it creates.
The roll call attendance assignment in the gradebook.
That exact one. Instructors must not delete it. And they generally shouldn't rename it either.
Whoa, okay. Why is deleting it so bad? Seems like just another assignment column.
It looks like one, but it's not. It's special. It's connected to the roll call tool through something called LTI.
LTI, Learning Tool Interoperability.
That's the one. It's basically a technical bridge that lets the attendance tool securely talk to the gradebook. That specific auto-generated assignment has a unique ID that makes the LTI connection work.
Ah, so if you delete or maybe even rename that assignment.
You break the bridge. The LTI link snaps.
What happens then? Does the tool stop working?
The roll call tool itself might still let you mark students present or absent, but the grades won't flow across that broken bridge into the actual gradebook calculation anymore.
Ouch, and fixing it probably isn't simple.
It can be a real pain. Sometimes requires deleting the tool configuration and re-adding it, potentially losing past data.
Yeah.
So the cardinal rule is, leave that automatically created attendance assignment alone. Don't delete it. Be very cautious about renaming.
Okay, that is a critical piece of technical advice. Don't mess with the LTI link. What about other common issues? Students sometimes complain about getting too many notifications, right? Like every time a roll is taken.
Yeah, notification fatigue.
Yeah.
If you take attendance three times a week, students might get three separate grade updated alerts, which can be annoying and kind of meaningless noise.
So how do you manage that?
There's a simple solution in Canvas's gradebook settings. You can set a manual posting policy specifically for that attendance assignment.
Manual posting policy?
Meaning the grades are recorded by the tool, but they aren't automatically released or visible to students, and notifications aren't sent until the instructor chooses to manually post the scores.
Ah, so the instructor could take roll daily, but maybe only post the updated cumulative attendance score once a week.
Exactly, or once every 2 weeks. It gives the instructor control over that information flow and cuts down on the notification spam for students.
Smart. Okay, what about getting the data out of Canvas? Let's say my department needs attendance records for an accreditation report, or I want to do my own analysis comparing attendance to exam scores.
Yeah, the tool is pretty good for that. There's an option to export reports, usually as a CSV file.
CSV, like a spreadsheet file.
Yep, comma-separated values. You can open it in Excel, Google Sheets, whatever.
And why is that export function useful?
Two main reasons. First, compliance and review. Like you said, if the department chair needs verifiable attendance data for all the first-year seminars, you can just export the CSV report. Easy.
provides that documented proof.
Right. And second, for deeper analysis. The built-in Canvas reports are okay, but maybe you want to correlate attendance patterns with other things not easily visible in Canvas, like demographic data or results from specific types of assignments. Exporting lets you do that offline.
Efficiency again, and defensibility of the data. Good. And one last tip, consistency.
Oh, absolutely crucial. The data is only really meaningful if it's collected consistently. Meaning, if you sometimes take roll right at the start of class, sometimes 5 minutes in, sometimes 20 minutes in, your definition of late or even absent becomes inconsistent.
Right. Someone marked late one day might have been marked present another day for arriving at the same time.
Exactly. So the advice is standardize your process, decide when you're going to take attendance, maybe always 5 minutes after the official start time, and stick to it.
Maybe even set a recurring calendar reminder for yourself.
Good idea. And communicate that policy clearly to students on the syllabus day one. Consistency makes the data reliable and fair.
Okay, this has been incredibly thorough. We've really moved way beyond just, you know, click the box. It seems Canvas attendance, when used thoughtfully, offers seamless record keeping, yes, but it also streamlines some really complex compliance stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe most importantly, it gives faculty a proactive, measurable tool to actually support student success right from the beginning of the course.
Yeah, we've really established that presence, when you quantify it with this tool, becomes a visible, measurable part of engagement. And we know that engagement strongly correlates with achievement. Plus, it gives you that crucial data point for timely outreach.
So let's end with a final thought for our listeners to chew on. Building on that idea of the quantifiable metric, think about this.
Okay.
By integrating attendance directly and, importantly, instantly into the weighted grade that students can see, does this tool fundamentally change the perceived contract between the student and the instructor?
How so?
Well, does it shift the idea of showing up from being this sort of vague, maybe unenforceable expectation?
Right, like attendance is expected.
Exactly. Does it shift it from that to being a clear, quantifiable contribution to their actual grade and therefore may be perceived as a more valued component of their overall engagement in the course?
That's a fascinating question. It definitely raises the stakes on presence, making it visibly count. It's not just about physically being there, but maybe emphasizes that being there prepared to engage has tangible value reflected in the gradebook.
Something to definitely consider as you're setting up that roll call tool for your next live course.
Absolutely.
So as you can see, Canvas attendance is much more than a digital roll call. It's a tool that can save time, improve consistency, and give instructors meaningful data they can use to support students proactively. When it's set up and used well, it turns attendance from a routine task into actionable insight, helping faculty respond earlier, communicate more clearly, and create a more structured learning experience for everyone involved,